Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Bruce Reynolds, Thank Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh shit, what's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, international superstar Zach D'Amico, starting off the Monday right, Real Ass Podcast, number one fucking podcast in the world, depending on how you define number one. You know, I don't have to define it by the most listens or the most viewers.
It's the first one people listen to on a Monday, probably.
Goddamn right, live anyway.
Yeah.
Number one live podcast on a Monday morning in the world, I'll
tell
you right now. That's probably very true, but I feel like even in the morning, what other live podcast is happening Monday morning that's more popular and better than the Real Ass Podcast? If you're in the racist live chat right now, let me know. If you say In Hot Water, you're being banned immediately. Dylan, please monitor
that's
the
a
live
web
chat.
Show. That's not a podcast.
Yeah, that's a fucking a webinar, as yeah. They call them, as in the Anthony Cumia basement. So listen to me. We have a great fucking show planned today. Against my better judgment, I brought in redhead Nazi Chrissy Mayer. What's up?
Hi, everybody. Chrissy? Wow. Thank you so much for letting a domestic terrorist into your podcast.
Yeah. We call all female terrorists domestic terrorists because they domesticate the home. You get it, guys? I'm going to be here all day doing jokes just like this, doggy. Women beating. There we go. That's right, bitches. That's right, ladies.
I thought that. Why? Wait, is this on?
Sean Pags here. What's up, motherfucker?
That's your thing.
That's your cord. That's your little button.
This is my external button. Can you hear me?
Look at Sean slowly moving away from Chrissy.
Oh. He's no. I'm from the South. I have people. I have blood that loves their bully.
Yeah. Lewis, you're dressed like the computer guy in a bomb squad.
I'm. This is the fucking.
That's the best. Description of the how you're dressed right now.
It looks like
you can't top it.
It looks like my mom is Antifa and my dad's a Proud Boy and they met at a riot and they fucked and conceived me. And
AKA that's the nerd guy on the bomb squad.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're listening to like metal while you're diffusing nuclear bomb in Houston.
First of all, these glasses are sponsor glasses. I look at screens all day. They make it to they're blue blocking sunglasses, but there's no shades.
Wait. Those are sponsored?
Sean, I don't know what's going on, but you look gorgeous right now.
Yeah,
really?
You do.
Your eyes are fucking glowing.
You look like you're at a spa or something.
You're smiling
really?
A little
bit. I just rolled out of bed. That's what it is.
We're all on Molly.
Well rested.
Guys, by the way,
we're gonna fuck the shit out of you.
I've roofied you all.
Lock the doors.
Years ago. Now, look, thank you. This is rosacea. This is hypertension induced rosacea.
Hair looks good. Hair is tousled.
These are new teeth.
And, are those new teeth?
I mean, it's been a year or so. It's like a year and a half.
Your teeth look great. Well, you got what do you mean new teeth?
Drilled new teeth into my head because my old teeth. If you look at any footage of me in like 2019 or 18, 19, 18, early 19, I look like I got my teeth pumped out because I just had small teeth and I grinded them down over the years and I chipped one. It looked bad. Ari, I've done a lot of fucking weird shit around Ari, and I showed him a picture of me pre-teeth, and that was the first time he's ever been like, I don't know that I want to be your friend, because he's a pretentious fuck. Wherever he is, where is Ari?
He's in fucking somewhere in Asia or South America, or let's see. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
What the fuck?
Really? Yeah.
Those are my tiny little teeth.
I never noticed.
It looks like I got my shit punched out. If I'd smile bigger.
This is how bad I am at comedy. Like, even that ugly mug was able to get on Netflix. And they won't even return my calls. They won't even.
Don't you have.
Look at my teeth.
Yeah, but don't you have an entire like album called Netflix Are.
Netflix are the N-word. Netflix are niggers by Louis J. Gomez. Came out in 2016.
Every time Louis says the N-word, I have to go bum bum.
I have to finish. I have a drinking game that I play with myself. That's how I look so good. I hydrate. I play a drinking game. Drink water. Every time Louis says something that I'm terrified of being screenshot next to him saying.
Hey, look at me. You're across the table from me. Right now you are with Chrissy Mayer on that side of the table. And finally, I get to look like I am not that bad because Chrissy's here.
Wow.
And Chrissy is legitimately a proud girl. So
come on.
Have no look, it's fine. Look, Chrissy, I love your balls. I love the fact she goes out there. She doesn't give a fuck. Honestly, people are like, dude, you can't have Chrissy Mayer on. She's gone fucking full red pill. I'm like, no. I look like I'm a fucking lefty fag liberal compared to Chrissy Mayer. So that's why we're having her on.
Yeah, your glasses and your facial hair say left wing.
Yeah.
And your body, maybe it's a little
says,
more right.
Says chicken wings. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. All fucking day. Come on, baby. Boy, I'm here. I'm ready to go. We're starting off hot.
You see some people, you're like, I know what you mean. Some people are like, hey, man, I bet those red pills were just hot tamales, weren't they? Because yes. The way you're fucking, that's mean. I want to be above body shaming.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that's not okay. We should start the show over, to be honest. No, look, we have an incredible show planned today.
Wait, are we script reading?
Yeah, we're reading a script today.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Right, we have a script
table reading, baby.
We're doing a table read.
Love a good
the
surprise table reading.
The fans are very, very talented, and they send in scripts sometime that we will read on the show. We've only skimmed this. We know there's enough characters for everybody. I don't know all the punchlines, but this one seemed pretty funny, in
Wait
my
a minute.
Opinion.
This is fucking fan real submitted. Ass podcast fan fiction?
Fan fiction, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, we're gonna.
I hope I get raped.
Well, that has nothing to do with the show. You were 100% going to get raped. Look, let's get into today's show. It's going to be fucking a really fun one. Let's just get plugs out of the way because I want to just get into it. We started almost on time, which never happens. So let's go. Chrissy, what do you got to plug?
What up? Of course, as always, Chrissy Mayer podcast on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud. We just recorded an episode actually here in the Gas Studios with Brittany Venti and Harley Dean. She's a gamer chick, and Harley is an adult film star. We talked about the censorship in porn versus the gaming industry with women. Also, I'm going to be performing at Pinstripes in Norwalk, Connecticut this Saturday. Two shows, 6 and 8 o'clock. Go to Stand Up New York for the tickets for
that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love it, Chrissy.
Love it. You've got a very natural radio voice.
Thank you.
Can you hear it? Like, 101.6, the Phoenix's own.
What up, it's your boy.
Yeah. Alternative rock. We've got Sepultura coming up. Hot Block and Sepultura.
Sepultura is a great, great band.
Yeah, they are a great band. They would never be played on 106.
No, they wouldn't.
Arizona.
It's your turn, Sean.
I have a podcast called 5 Words on the All Things Comedy Network. Not this network. Lewis told me I was too gay.
I did say that.
And let's see. I'm headlining Soul Joel's Comedy Club and Amphitheater. I think it's a cafe as well. On the 29th of January.
Soul Joel's parking lot and Winter Beach.
In Royersford, Connecticut. And go to meseanpatton.com. Got dates, got all that jazz.
Love Sean Patton. So funny. One of the funniest guys working in the business today. Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight. Comics talking shit while we watch movies. And Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on Gas. And I'll be on the road with Lewis the next couple weeks.
Hell yeah, dude. We're next weekend. We're going to be the 20th and 23rd of January. Myself, Zach Amico, Mike Cannon, Chris from Brooklyn, all going to be down at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Grab your tickets right now. 4 shows or 4 nights in a row. I think it's 1 show per night. But yeah, grab those tickets. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. You guys have no idea what we have planned. We have some crazy surprises planned for the fans, okay?
You guys are playing at Uncle Vinny's?
That's a fun
Uncle
club. Vinny's.
That is a fun club. I also feel like you get like a free chicken parm with every...
yeah.
Your table gets a free parm with every 5 tickets.
Their branding is like the mob. That's his thing. He's like, yo, we're going to open a comedy club. And it's like, you know, mobsters own it.
Yeah, bring your own beer because we ain't got a liquor license. had one, but you know, it ain't here. It ain't here right now. It's down the street.
It's like if the guys who are in the stand understood irony.
Yes. shit. We're also going to be down in Houston, Texas, myself and Zach Amico. We'll be there February 13th and 14th. Secret group. We're coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheek. So be there. Be square. Be fair. I don't know any other words that rhyme with that.
Hair.
But be hair.
New hair, don't care.
Be staring.
Glare.
Glare.
Ensnare.
Bear. Be bear. If you show up naked, you're getting the show for free.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
Be a giant gay guy.
Bear. Yeah, there we go.
Be a bear.
Life's not fair.
Anal tear.
There we go, Chrissy. Keep it on brand.
There's another one in there. Don't worry.
Stare. Oh, Care Bear Stare. Yeah.
You saw Zach perform there.
Yeah. Where?
That's great. We should just do a rhyming show where everything has to rhyme. I might do that.
For 1 hour straight. That's real ass shit. Wait, dude, I had in Atlanta in December, so like 3 weeks ago, I was in Atlanta doing shows, and they had to, they had a handle up on a real ass podcast fan.
What do you mean?
There was like a crew in the audience, and one guy just, you know, when you're doing a show and the guy's not heckling you,
yeah,
they just like you,
they're
and
helping.
They want to keep fucking
helping
talking,
you, obviously,
yeah. But it's to the point where you're like, okay, and the moment you start going into anything that doesn't involve them, they're like, hey,
yeah,
fucking love you on real. He kept saying rap. Yeah, he kept saying that, and I was like, all right, man, cool. And then at the end of it, he got a picture with me and was like, dude, when you're on Real Ass Podcast next time, you got to tell Lewis and fuck himself.
Yeah, hell
so
yeah,
So fuck
dude.
Yourself.
Hell yeah, dude.
From a dude in Atlanta.
Well, I'll tell you right now, guys, do that when you see Sean live.
Yeah,
the more you heckle him with loving
please.
Quotes about me.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me what you want me to say to Lewis's sponsored glasses wearing face.
That's right. please do that more. Let Sean know that you love him on the Real Ass Podcast, but only... Right, get used to the rhythm of his jokes, and right before he delivers the punchline, I want you to yell, "We love you on a Real Ass Podcast!" Every time. Yeah. If Sean comes back angry next time, if he comes back to the show angry next time and gives me your quote, you win a free Real Ass Podcast mug.
Yeah. Wow!
I want this rosacea to turn into like that red fucking drunk gin blossom.
Oh, the W.C. Fields.
Yeah. That's what I want. So I want rage. please challenge me. Make me better on stage. Clearly, listening isn't enough.
Yeah. So the other thing we got. What, any other live shows? No. Who cares about that? If you love the show, please gasdigitalnetwork.com is where you gotta go. It's the only fucking platform you need anymore, guys. I have 4 shows now on the network. Just launched the brand new Gomez Watches Seinfeld first episode now in the archives on demand right now at Gas Digital. You can't get it anywhere else. Coming out Wednesday on iTunes and YouTube and all that other shit. I gotta tell you right now, I'm so proud of my sister. My sister is a giant fucking nerd, and she's super nervous, and she has crazy anxiety, and she's always wanted to do comedy. She was doing like dumb little radio shows when she was 9 years old with her friends, and like she in public and around people, she just shuts down and looks down at her feet. Aww. And she came in and fucking killed it. She was so funny. I mean, literally better than every woman I've ever had on a podcast ever. Go support that show right now. Gomez Watches Seinfeld. Go give it a 5-star rating on iTunes and a positive review. Tell your friends about it. If you guys like Seinfeld or you don't, it doesn't matter. We just sort of use Seinfeld in each episode as a jumping off point to have conversations about our lives and society. And it was, I'm so proud of her. I really got to say right now, and I know she listens to this show. She's such... Her taste is impeccable. She loves everything I do, okay? So, you know, that's all you need. That's the first step to being incredible is having great taste. So support that show. Obviously, I have 3 other shows on the network, Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, all of these shows, the entire on-demand library is uncensored and ad-free. All the shows we've ever done are all in one place. You have the latest 15 episodes on iTunes, but if you guys want thousands of hours of content, that's not even including the other 20 shows on the network. That's just my fucking shows. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use the promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial, you save $1.50 a month. Holy fucking shit, what a deal. $8 a month is cheaper than most Patreons, and we are never going to fucking kick people off our platform for saying racist shit. Okay, so that's right. This is people like, dude, why not Patreon? Yeah, because literally the first second of this show, I would have already been kicked off Patreon. So that's why not Patreon. Patreon sucks fucking dick. They're a bunch of fags. I'll say it right through their faces.
Your shit. Yeah? I don't work for them.
Goddamn right.
You're looking right into my eyes. It's like, I'll say it to their fucking
face. You got
a
fucking patent pen?
I'm not even on Patreon. I'm not even on Patreon.
Patent Patreon?
Holy shit, you've cracked the Omega code.
Where are you at? I know what the fuck's going on.
It's me. Pete Patreon.
Sean
Patreon.
Pete Patreon. Get out of here, you racist pig.
That's a great bit. The conspiracy theorist who can't spell.
Patreon.
Oh, gee, that'd be unique.
Oh, shit. Yeah, what else, guys? My Twitch channel giving away an Oculus this Friday night.
Wow.
Twitch.tv.
What's an Oculus?
PR, the
VR headset.
VR headset.
Version.
And I'm going to give you my Wanks VR porn password for 1 month.
Wow.
I'm going to keep it the same password for 1 month. You guys get access to Wanks VR as well. The Wanks, who produced the number one real ass movie of the year, Boober Eats, starring Uma Jolie. Incredible movie, incredible film. I recommend everyone to go watch that. Also, keep on tweeting at Uma Jolie and let her know that I want to have sex with her, please.
Who is she?
She's the hottest porn star in the world.
How do I not know about her?
Get her on your show, Chrissy.
Yes, you. I can. Well.
Pull her, wait,
we know
we
what
pull,
happened with the last porn star I introduced you to, but
who was it?
Don't say nothing.
I will say nothing.
Say nothing. Nothing happened. Really, that's the problem.
Oh, okay. That's not what I heard.
Man, have you been you've been watching porn lately?
I've given up on porn.
Have you?
Sort of.
It's gotten really like artsy, bro. It's gotten.
Has it?
No. There's some good. There's some good camera angles. There's some good cinematography work.
What kind of porn do you like, Sean?
Truthfully, I like well done porn. Does that make
I thought
sense?
You were say welding porn.
I like exactly.
Just a chicken. It's a big
everything
black mask.
Everything I say is has a hidden meaning to it.
I know. Like a lot of production.
A lot of production. No, yeah. But like there's a site called Lust Cinema, which is no longer Lust Cinema. Unfortunately, it turned to something cheesier. But like it used to be just like flabby. Tattooed up like sea level in like a beauty standard sea level porn models who are like shot in like natural sunlight fucking and coming all over each other, and it was beautiful. But it was beautiful. It like looked real. It was well done.
Right.
It didn't seem cheesy or over. That nobody seemed like they were.
No. Then Gonzo hit. Gonzo porn's hit where it was. You know,
it's not really there anymore.
He's a girl in a hotel room. She's kind of scared. That's what I'm into.
Okay.
That's what I like.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it's a natural. Situation you could. It doesn't take mental gymnastics,
yeah.
For us to go a girl terrified in the hotel room.
Yeah, it's great. Or Gonzo porn from the Muppet Babies.
Yeah, like
we actually just put him and start sucking.
Oh, while
his
you're
nose
fucking
like
a lady in stockings walks by.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is your nose all stinky?
I like French New Wave porn where it zooms into one vagina and zooms out on a different vagina.
Oh, wow.
Across town.
Like those like, TikToks yeah, where like you TikTok. Like throw and the clothes are on you.
Yeah. I love it. So look, Chrissy, you do bring a lot of porn bitches into your life.
Yeah, thanks. And hopefully into the lives of my friends and fans.
I love you know? It. Yeah. I would love it. I did go on a date with a porn star after Chrissy introduced me to her. It didn't work out, though.
Well, did you keep bringing up how hot she was to her face? Did you keep telling her how often
no,
you'd
she
be
told
off
me.
To her?
She told me she had, and during the date, that she goes, the type of comedy you do, it gives me pause. I was like, you are a whore. You fuck on camera. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Wait, she said, it gives me pause?
Yeah,
she started barking. British spy?
She pissed on a fire hydrant.
the type of comedy you do, Lewis, gives me pause. Ah, I'm sorry, I'm not from Southampton.
Ah, shit. Yeah, look, we have a lot to talk about on today's show. I mean, Chrissy, what's going on with you? Because I love you to death. I can't bring myself to care that much to actually go to fucking D.C. and start storming the Capitol with you. It's fucking wild.
I did
wild.
Not storm the Capitol.
You stormed the Capitol,
I didn't
Chrissy.
Storm it.
She stormed it.
Apparently, if you were in D.C. at all this week, you were storming something.
Yeah.
No.
What did you do? What did
she
you do?
She was doing
there?
The improv.
I was
dude.
Not storming. Right?
She was doing the improv.
She was taking pictures at the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
She was.
I got a megaphone. I just was doing my set.
Let me ask you this, because we all saw the pictures of you online, and the comedy community has turned their back on you at this point.
Oh.
All the faggy, like lefty comedians are like, that. How dare her go there? I don't fucking know. I don't like.
But we at the Real Ass Podcast support women.
Yeah,
thank you, and believe all women.
I believe all women.
Yeah.
Okay, so you.
I believe that you're a woman.
Thank you.
So what? I mean, let me ask you. First thing first, do you really give a fuck about all this stuff?
I went to D.C. Oh, well, I was there in November. I
that's
was there
a long
in...
no. She does not care. Chrissy's trolling everybody.
Am I trolling? Yeah, I mean, trolling is fun, but I think above all...
So you're saying if you can't love the one you want, love the one you're with.
Sure, yeah. I think, like, love yourself, number one. I mean, I started covering these events back in November, so I find it odd that, like, all of a sudden now it's getting blown up. It's like I was there for the November rally. I was there for the December rally. I would go to an Antifa rally if it's just like the men aren't good looking enough now. But I was just there to cover the rally, and I did not go inside the Capitol building. I was just there really with my other friend who's a YouTuber named Riz Flex. We both sort of been covering these events over the last few months, and a few other sort of like independent journalists that we'll meet up with, like Weber's Way is another one.
I love Weber's
there.
Way.
Oh, yeah?
Love his stuff.
Tim Some Young pig. Was there. Elijah Schaefer.
The tall comedian, Tim Young. Wasn't he a really tall comedian?
Yeah, he's pretty tall. I mean.
Was he a comedian?
Tim Young?
Yeah.
I can't think of who that
no,
was.
No, who was the guy that I used to play basketball with?
I don't know if he played basketball.
Kevin Garnett?
It was Kevin Garnett.
Yes. Does he do independent journalism now? Because he started acting.
He did. He was in that Adam Sandler movie.
Great. He was great, too.
Yes. That's right. Me and Kevin Garnett started at the open mics together.
I knew. I heard this about you.
So
yeah, I'll meet up with these guys. You know, I'm just in search of the truth, number one. Like, yeah, I have friends that are so deep into conspiracy theories. I think they're fun to talk about. I think it's always good to keep an open mind. But
can you say that I'm into the truth again?
Oh, God. Okay.
Hold on.
All right, let me know.
Wait. All right, good. Say it.
I'm in search of the truth.
Notorious.
That's gay as fuck. That's gay as fuck.
I thought you were going to play the X-Files theme. That's what I was ready for.
Dylan, I want that as a drop. Okay.
You're welcome, Dylan.
Next show.
Sorry if you were napping, bud, but I got business. All right, sorry.
That's okay. So, it's still on. There we go.
Scully.
Oh, you kind of look like you could play Scully.
Thanks.
She's a redhead.
Holy shit! Reboot right here.
Fat titties.
The rat ass pod. What's this podcast? Real ass podcast.
The rat ass podcast.
This is the Minnesota version. We're the rat ass podcast. We're up here just breaking the rules.
They're just doing a knockoff.
We're just powering through this one, guys.
So all right, it's just a lot.
It's
a lot of truth to be in search of. Do you think you're ever going to find the truth?
Yeah, I mean, I think collectively, that's the thing is like when you look for one person to be, and other people have said this, but when you look for one person to be like your savior or your source, you know, at first it was like Fox, everyone trusted Fox, and then it was like, oh no,
everyone trusted Fox. Nobody's
Fox
ever said
shit.
Those words. Literally, nobody's ever said everyone trusted
among,
Fox.
Amongst like people in the middle and on the right.
I trusted
and
then, Fox's like comedy programming. They always had
Simpsons,
Arrested Development,
Red Eye.
Red Eye was great.
Red Eye was funny as fuck.
Wait, what was Red Eye?
It was the 3 a.m. news show that. It was the only show that
Tom,
booked comics.
Tom Shalhoub?
Yeah, booked me all the time on it. I literally told him, I was like, guys, you know I know nothing about politics. They're like, sure you do.
I love Red Eye.
So wait, you were saying people looking at Fox News.
I'm just speaking like, because I've met a lot of people like in the middle and on the right, and it used to be like Fox was the only one that was like kind of speaking truth because the rest of the MSM is like, you know, they're bought and paid for, you know? So, and then, well, then after the election, Fox was all wrong. Then it was Newsmax and OAN.
Hold on, Chrissy,
and then,
can you do me a favor? Can you say the sexier? And Shannon, play some sexy music.
Oh, God.
It's a lot of fucking jabba dabba 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 do ba 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 ba. Who fucking cares?
You asked me.
Who cares? This is my thing. I have to be consistent, okay? I'm very consistent, okay? I don't care ever about this shit. Literally ever. And I don't think anybody should care about this shit because I think there's no finding the truth. It's like if I opened up this television and I said, Chrissy, explain to me how this fucking the electronics in this TV work. And then you're going, I'm going to find the truth here. And you're fucking going through it with some fucking racist YouTuber being like, you're not going to find the fucking truth. You're going to have to fucking, even if you went to years of fucking school, you're not finding how this TV works.
I see what you're saying.
So I'm just saying, why not?
You went to TV repair school.
Yeah.
You can tell me how that TV works.
I bet you probably even couldn't. I bet you it would be a real uphill battle. The point is, I can't bring myself. I don't understand. I don't believe that you really care. I think that you are trolling and that you're like, fuck it, dude. This is a lane that I'll go down. There's no way you really care about the truth.
I do really care about the truth, and I cared primarily about. I cared primarily about going down and seeing for myself what was happening
instead of just. Slower and sexier.
All right, here we go. You know, I'm so sick of everybody telling me what to think, and I mean, you should see the arms on some of these Proud Boys. Oof.
Proud Boys are hotter than the Antifa guys.
Oh God!
How do you know? The Antifa guys all wear masks.
It's true.
No, they don't have bodies. They don't work out. They're not blue collar.
Yeah,
does Antifa actually even fucking really exist?
They absolutely exist.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, technically, you are whatever you say you are. So if anybody who claims to be Antifa, then they are, right? I mean, there's no club to get in.
Yeah, there's no like getting in. You don't have to name 5 cereals.
Yeah,
you know?
The Proud Boys have a specific, specific way to get in. Okay, you have to either name 5 cereals, stop jerking off for a month, or you have to kill a black person.
Oh, no.
You actually murder a black person. That's the quickest way to get into the Proud Boys.
Is it?
No, God, no.
But here's the other thing. Like, what I've noticed is people on the right now, you make a joke like that, and then now people on the right are like, dude, what the fuck?
Right.
Everyone's fucking chill.
You know, like.
You're all gay. Everyone's gay who gives a fuck about politics. If you're standing at a fucking. Fucking rally on either side. I think you're a fucking homo. I think you should do something better with your life, except if you're at a gay pride parade, then you're not a homo.
What about actual gay people who are like, yeah, I care about politics? They're like,
Brandon Straka.
Yeah, they're homos. Thank you.
What if only gay people were allowed to engage in politics? Like, if you had to be. Like something happened back in.
Oh, the election will be on Bravo.
Yeah, like, but like you had, like, it was like, oh no, if you want to be a politician, you have to be a homosexual. and gay people just ran.
God, if you want to get into like deep.
You know, buttholes.
Deep make, buttholes of like other. Compromised elite politicians doing. Well, that,
are you talking
shit.
About Skull and Bones?
Maybe.
Do they do you think they do you think Skull and Bones make each other, you know, fucking thrash each other's gooey?
I don't know. I've heard theories that like people are made to transition and that's part of some sort of like sacrifice or thing, but that's, you know.
Made to transition in politics? Like,
no, made to transition like from male to female.
Oh, I know. I mean, I know, but like in politics specifically. Or no, just like your son will be a woman now because
I've heard shit like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here's
the deal. I only got involved in this shit because I was like, wow, if we fuck with freedom of speech, that is so bad for comedians. And that's like what really got me riled up and like,
that's bad for everyone.
I agree with that completely. But yeah. I feel like the problem is there's this like culture war happening. And the more the volley happens, the more of a problem it is. Right. So like literally when Trump lost, I was like, you know what? Maybe the people on the left will just take their foot off the gas because they feel like they got to win. Right. And then they're going to stop coming after comics. They're going to say, and I don't think they are. But that was sort of my hopeful thought, being like, all right, well, maybe that we could just fucking exist under the radar and say the stupid words we fucking say. But the reality is you're right to a certain degree. But I don't believe that we're going to win this battle. I don't believe that like it's going to the pendulum is going to swing in the other direction. I think we have to figure out ways to be creative within the rules that are sort of being set in front of us. You know, that's just part of fucking comedy in itself. Like you sort of, this has been for as long as I've been doing comedy. You submit for a late night show and there's certain words you're not allowed to say. You still have to be funny. It still has to be right. Your brand of funny. And the rules keep on getting tighter and tighter for us, even on YouTube and these other platforms. It's the reason why I created Gas Digital. It's the reason why we don't jump onto other platforms. We censor the shows that go to YouTube. We have to, because we'll get kicked off these fucking platforms. It's part of it. But I just feel like it's sort of a losing battle. And if I'm going to spend my life, I'm not going to spend my life fighting that battle. I want to spend my life creating funny shit and fucking around. And, you know, I almost like when these fucking assholes like Seth Simons and whoever call me a fucking Proud Boy and a Nazi and all this other shit, I can rest on my laurels that I know I don't actually give a fuck about politics. I don't actually, you'll never find me fucking.
It's not that he's not a Nazi. He just doesn't care to look into it.
No, I'm quite the Nazi.
You got to buy the black shirt with the
look,
yellow.
I learned
piping.
How to goose step. Yeah. I feel like that was enough.
I mean, yeah, I've heard you say fuck Nazis. I've said fuck Nazis with you.
Yeah. Actual Nazis. Yes. 100%. If there was a, do you know how many Jews I have in my life right now? It's crazy.
Too many.
Yeah, they're in cages in my basement like chickens. I stack them on top of each other, okay? No, I mean, most of my friends are Jewish. My girlfriend's Jewish.
Yeah, my girlfriend. Yeah,
my jiu-jitsu instructor is Jewish.
It's jiu-jitsu.
My business partner. My business partner. God damn it, Zach.
There should be like an electric current that just went through.
Oh my God, can you imagine they're about to get thrown into the oven and then whoa, whoa. And they get away.
Jiu-jitsu.
But I mean, look, yeah, if you're an actual, but the problem is they throw that term Nazi out like it's fucking nothing. So when they say, yeah, punch a Nazi, they're talking about me. They're like, no, I'm not a Nazi, doggy. It's like, no, go punch that guy. He says no words. So yeah, I don't know. It's just sort of like, it becomes almost like exhausting. And this is why the left is winning, because eventually even guys like me are going like, Jesus fucking Christ, just go do your fucking thing. Who cares? Like, it's so anxiety inducing to try to constantly fight this free speech battle. They've made that term free speech is charged and it's part of the right. And it's part of like, you know, white supremacy.
I was just
insane.
Watching Dee Snider and Jello Biafra talk to Congress. When Tipper Gore was trying to put the parental advisory labels on. Dude, freedom of speech was a liberal talking point.
Yeah.
Up until, what, the last 5 years?
Of course, conservatives, freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Conservatives were the ones who were fucking throwing, you know, labels on albums and saying that you couldn't say certain things.
Unless
and using
Jesus
religion
was involved.
As sort of a metric as to how to gauge everything. It's sort of crazy how it's all flipped, but the reality is everyone's a fucking hypocrite, okay? I think that being consistent and having your own sort of set of philosophy or your own set of rules, that's sort of lost. Like, whatever sort of being told to you, the way you have to think, like, I just watched it happen. Now, they I guess a cop was killed during one of these, or two cops were killed, and now the liberal media is going like, what a shame, these cops were killed by these awful Trump supporters. You know, cops are so good. You're like, you guys were just literally
Yeah.
Praying to God the cops would be killed a month ago.
What about David Dorn? He was shot for a fucking TV over the summer, you know? Like, but nobody's talking about him.
I don't know who David Dorn is.
David Dorn is a cop. He was killed during a BLM protest over the summer.
In New York? Or?
Nobody gives a shit. That's this thing. It's the hypocrisy.
Not in New York.
And I just watch, and it trickles right down to the people. It's not just the media, it's the people as well. Just fucking don't be a hypocrite. You know, that's the only thing that really fucking bugs me, is that people just don't really have, they don't think for themselves at all. And we're just living the society. So we have to navigate that society where nobody's thinking for themselves.
Pull more people off the sides. That's the problem. It's like you go too far to, extremists on either end are horseshit.
Yeah, I agree completely.
They're fucking pieces of horseshit.
So Chris, look, I want to move on in a sec because I don't want to spend this whole show talking about this.
About real shit on a real ass podcast?
We don't talk about real ass.
I came here to get real ass.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to go to the Red podcast.
Red ass podcast.
Red ass.
Chrissy, what was your takeaway from this DC thing?
Oh, that is being so overblown. Like the number of people who I guess were like being violent and going into the Capitol building was like such a drop in the bucket. Like there were hundreds of thousands of people there just standing around with flags, exercising their First Amendment rights. And it's so hypocritical. Exactly what you said, Lewis, because like, what, 2 years ago when they were doing the Kavanaugh things, Pelosi's like, we welcome the activists. We welcome the people coming into the Capitol.
Well, exactly. And then you see the media portray it. So the media, if you turn on the news, all they're showing is the, you know, I don't know how many people, but I'm assuming it was a couple hundred people that went into the Capitol building.
Maybe 80? Yeah.
So they show it and they act like this is it.
Everybody.
And then you see pictures and it's 100,000 people that are standing there protesting peacefully. But then on the flip side, when BLM was happening and all these Antifa protests were out there, and there was literally thousands of people rioting businesses and destroying property and lighting things on fire, the media didn't cover it at all. They were showing the kumbaya, like, and it's you see it and you're like, wow, like you guys, you're soulless. The media is like, they don't give a fuck. They're like, yeah, we're just going to completely push our agenda. And when anybody sees that, anybody with a half a brain, and it proves that Americans don't have a fucking half a brain for the most part. Most people don't. They don't think for themselves. Mm-hmm. Anybody who sees that should go, holy shit, I'm going to fucking light my TV on fire.
Yep.
I'm never going to watch the news again. But at the same time, I don't think there's any changing that. This has been for a very, very long time. It's just become that much more apparent now because we have the internet, we have our phones, we have the ability to actually find a closer version of the truth. Not the truth. Let's get real. But we have the ability to do that. It's just sort of, I don't know. It's become so fucking exhausting. And I've had this philosophy for a long time. Like, just fucking, if you want to win, just fucking win. Just go out and do what you need to do in order to make your life better, your family's lives better, the circle around you, create, make cash, put something away, eventually move to a fucking island. I cannot wait till I have $10 million in the bank and I disappear.
You can buy Epstein's Island and be like,
I'm going to disappear into child butts. You're never going to see me again, okay?
No.
It's going to happen.
I thought you said you weren't going to go into politics.
Boom!
Hell yeah, Chrissy, I'll give you that one. That was good. All right, real quick, guys, we must thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom, they make wholesale Kratom. If you guys are going to a gas station or a smoke shop to buy your Kratom, what are you, a fucking idiot? Stop being a gas station junkie. We have the internet right now. You don't even have to get out of your bed. You can simply order it on your phone, take some Kratom, go back to sleep, not feel any pain from the world, okay? It's painful just to go outside. Think about that, okay? Kratom is green sludge that sort of feels like you've taken a painkiller. That's sort of the best way to describe it. I don't recommend you starting a Kratom habit because you're listening to this ad. If you already have a Kratom habit and you want to buy Kratom at a lower price, this is the company for you. YoKratom.com. They are home of the $60 kilo. Sean, when's the last time you bought a kilo of anything?
3 weeks ago.
Okay. But, you know, most people don't buy kilos too often.
I like to buy kilos. It's fun.
Sean buys the kilos of brown sugar.
It's fun.
And, yeah, look, go buy your Kratom from YoKratom.com. They support this show. They support the network. They support my entire fight camp. My entire fight camp is sponsored by Gas Station Heroin. It's pretty fucking incredible. So make sure you do it right now. YoKratom.com is the website, home of the $60 kilo. Okay, where were we? Okay, so let's move on.
All right, where are we going?
Let's go to D.C. right now. We're storming the Capitol.
Yeah.
I don't like motherfuckers with the Confederate flag, though. Fuck that. I grew up in the South. That shit doesn't mean there's no fucking.
Where do you even
attached.
Get a Confederate flag anymore?
Yeah, they fucking make them themselves. But I hate that shit.
You can sew them together.
When I see the Confederate flag,
they make
I
their wives sew their own flags like Betsy Ross.
Probably.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah. Well, if you have a Confederate flag, I actually talk about this in my act. Like, I appreciate a Confederate flag on somebody's front lawn. Because I know...
Because you know they're fucking...
Do not go near that person. Yeah, that person's not going to fucking try to murder me.
Them. I ain't about it.
You know, I agree with you on that as well. I mean, look, the reality is I don't think that it should be... I don't think you should try to fucking, you know, destroy somebody because they're racist or bigoted. I just think it is what it is.
Let them mark themselves.
Yeah, mark themselves. Let them mark themselves. You know, I dealt with legitimate racism as a kid growing up. And when you go to Rockland County, New York, it's like broken down in little sections. And Tompkins Cove, Stony Point, like deep up in like the woods in Stony Point and Tompkins Cove, it's a bunch of fucking hicks, you know? And
Was this before you were lying about being Puerto Rican?
This is...
I'm Italian.
But you'd literally go through it and there would be fucking Confederate flags everywhere.
In
like,
New York?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. The further you go upstate, the more like the South it is.
That's
crazy.
Fucking psycho.
So, yeah, I mean, I just think it's... Here's the thing. I know... I think if you, like, thought... There's no such thing as a thought crime, right? So if somebody is bigoted or they were raised a certain way, that's not how I am... I don't give a fuck. That's really what it comes down to. If there's some old guy or some fucking young kid that's racist, I don't really care. I won't interact with them. I won't be their friend. You know what I'm saying? But I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah, have your thoughts. You were raised a certain way. Like, my Aunt Amory is 83 years old. She's racist. What do you want me to say? You'd be hard pressed to find any 83-year-old that's not racist. That's black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, whatever it is. They sort of stick with their own. It was a different time. And to try to reprogram these people is crazy. And those people raise the next generation. And it gets funneled down until eventually you sort of say like, oh shit, well, we all have to sort of coexist. And you keep your bigotries inside, right? The internet enabled people to anonymously be bigoted. And they sort of like, it sort of shows its ass. So you have the internet, you have all these platforms, you have YouTube, and you see, you're like, oh shit. Because I remember a few years ago, I was like, dude, racism's kind of dead. Like, nobody's really racist anymore. And
they weren't in the 90s. It came back
pretty fucking strong. Yeah. And look, a lot of it's irony and it's people trying to be funny.
Yeah.
But I think that, yeah, it's fucking out there. I'm brown. I know that there are people that hate me because of the color of my skin. I just don't care. I'm not going to be an activist to try to get that person shut down. All right, dude, fucking go hate people.
Exactly.
You know, do your thing. I think people are so focused on what other people are doing.
Yeah.
If everybody in the world simply said, I'm going to focus on the circle of people around me.
Yep.
I'm going to make my life as fulfilling as possible, whether it's through, you know, being creative, making profit for your family, creating wealth for yourself. You know, if that was the philosophy for everybody and we say, I want to do that and I want to navigate this world where I can be as successful as possible and make my family and friends and my circle of people as successful as possible. If everyone had that philosophy, we would just progress as a society because you have to coexist. There's going to be times where I'm at the supermarket next to a fucking racist guy and we can't just start battling each other because he has different thoughts and he was raised differently than I was. So we can say, all right, dude, fucking good. Go in front of me. You're here. Right. You're on this line.
And
buy your fucking groceries.
That's a fucking high vibrational place to operate in. And it's like all these people, like what you should be doing if you don't like somebody online or in person, like just ignore them. Go on with your fucking life. And it's like if you find yourself trying to cancel somebody, it's like who put you in charge of who gets to create or who gets to speak and who doesn't? It's like ultimately super fucking selfish. Mm. And just like live and let live. If somebody
is
really peddling hate, the market will decide and no one will go to their shows.
Hell yeah, Chrissy.
And no one will buy their stuff.
Can you pull your tits out?
I hate to say, like, when you go into, it's weird, when you go into sexy voice, it's like, yeah, but that makes a lot of sense.
Ooh, Sean.
The logic is right there. Where you're
Sean,
like, fucking fuck the logic.
Sean, oh, be a good boy and name five cereals for me.
It's All right. Wait, can I name? Wait, five. Wait.
Go.
Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles. Count Chocolate. Life.
Life.
You can't name chocolate cereals.
Crackling Oprah.
That's the one rule with the Pebbles. You're not allowed to name chocolate cereals.
You can be married to one. Oh, wait. Is that real? Naming
about cereals?
Yes, it is.
That's a real thing.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. It's funny.
All right. Let's move on. So, look. We did get a submission from... who wrote this? Deep Finger? Hell yeah.
Oh wow. I thought that was the full title, was A Full Mouth Can't Talk by Deep Finger.
A Full Mouth Can't Talk by Deep Finger. This is a script. If you guys want to send in your scripts, realassfanfiction, realassofficial@gmail.com is the email address. We love the fan submissions. Did you assign everyone a role, Shannon?
Yes. So Lewis, you'll be playing yourself. Zach, you'll be playing yourself. He needs coffee. Ian will be played by Sean.
You're Ian Fidance.
Chrissy will be playing me.
Oh, good.
I'll be narrating. Dylan will be Harrington. And great. That's it.
Can I have more coffee too?
Yeah,
please.
Wait, I'm playing Ian Fidance?
Yes. You're Ian Fidance, yeah.
Shit. I don't have any cigarettes. is Dave Attell near?
I don't have a car. What am I going to do here?
I don't have a. I'm not riding a bike right now.
Go get a bike.
So, yeah, so everyone will be playing those roles. Let's wait for Dylan to come back with the coffee and we'll get into this. This is a long script, actually. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, this is daunting.
I mean, I hope you didn't proofread this at all, just so we turn to page like six. And it's like, whoa, we're saying this, huh?
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't go through now this with a fine tooth comb at all. We just skimmed it, and it made me laugh a couple times. So thank you, Dylan.
Can I have one too? Sorry.
Yeah, get Chrissy one as well. And you're playing Harrington. Is Harrington in the first scene?
He's on the first page.
God damn it,
Dylan! Do you have a bowl of cocaine? If he brings back a bowl of cocaine, I just want to look at it. Yeah. I just want to see a bowl of cocaine.
Yeah, I just want to.
Shannon got in my new car. By the way, I did purchase the new car.
The Audi.
Shannon got in it.
You got an Audi?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it's a nice car.
2004.
2020 A6.
Oh, A6 is nice.
Jet engine. I don't know anything about cars. It's got a jet engine in it, guys.
Audis are great.
A jet. 2.9.
You're sponsored by Audi as well?
Leader.
What if I find out you guys are all sponsored by Audi?
My people made them.
Are you German?
Yeah, half.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Chris, don't admit that.
The right half.
Just pretend to be Puerto Rican like me. What are you doing? If you want to get away with shit, just pretend. Go to a tanning bed and pretend to be Puerto Rican.
You could
or never see sunlight and pretend to be bisexual.
I love when white people will like call me racist. It's so funny. Like I write back every time. I'm like, shut up, you dumb white bitch.
Yeah.
You do. I mean, Chrissy, you could be Argentinian.
Oh, bueno, claro que sí.
I've met quite a few ginger Argentinians.
They should be put down at birth.
Wow.
Why?
If you're a South American redhead. They should put you.
No, you
down.
Crazy dude.
No, dude, that's
great
fucking
ass. You ever see a great ass on a redhead?
Yeah, Chrissy's got a great ass. Chrissy's got a fat fucking ass all day.
I feel like the redhead ass is pretty solid most of the time.
Thank you.
I don't know much about
redheads are hot. Redheads are hot.
Which is why I'm saying what's wrong with Argentina?
And we're
you don't
weird.
Like South American redheads?
I don't like it. It's like when you see a black person with freckles. You're like, ugh.
That's pretty cool. Yuck. They're British.
They spend too much time in the sun.
Yeah. Face cancer. That's what I say.
I remember, dude. You ever see Ocean's 11?
Yeah,
I remember.
All female reboot?
No, that's Ocean's 8. They couldn't find three more. Yeah. One of my aunts were watching that, and Don Cheadle plays a British guy. And I remember my aunt. This was in 2001, almost 20 years ago. Going, black people are British? Black people?
They come
I was
in
like,
British?
Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That's hot. That's hot. When you see a black guy with a British accent, that's a sexy thing.
Oh, that's
no problem
like
with
that's
that.
Like that's like a number one. If I could like, if there was a service where it's like, what do you want to change your outer packaging to?
Yeah. A British guy with a fucking what's his name? Idris Elba. Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. Fucking
or fucking
guy.
Dizzy Rascal. Remember Dizzy Rascal from the 90s? No. The rapper.
No.
Buddy.
Oh wait a minute.
Dive it. Play. Bump some of that.
One.
In your
there
fucking
was another
Audi.
One. There was another black rapper from the 90s. It wasn't even a. He was even a rapper.
There was like another black rapper from the 90s?
There were tons of them.
There was a British guy who was like a spoken poet guy who like would do it over a beat. Who was that?
Dizzy Rascal kind of did. Not really. You don't remember? You ever see The Fifth Element?
Can you please find? Yes, I have. But can you please find out who I'm talking about, Shannon? Black rapper.
I would go British rapper.
Hip hop poet. Who is this? Fuck. Anyway.
Do you remember the movie? You remember Fifth Element?
Yeah.
You remember the dude who was like, oh, I'm cool, but Dallas. But he wasn't. Oh, George the Poet. What a name.
Look, no, Kate Black Tempest. Shannon. Black Shannon.
Oh, I thought you said British.
Black British. And British.
You have to put it in that order so you're not racist.
Oh, it's driving me out of my fucking mind. Oh, my God. Does anyone in the racist live chat who can figure this out is going to win a free Real Ass Podcast t-shirt right now.
Wow.
It's driving me fucking wild right now. Oh, man. It's like one word. Oh.
Colored with a U.
Colored.
No, he was like, oh, man. Never mind. Forget
Deep
it.
Finger. Now, just before we get into this, you didn't ghostwrite this, did you, Lewis?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
No.
Because I know you're honest whenever you're asked a question. on podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm one of the most honest people in this fucking world.
I'll give you that.
All right.
Fucking real ass. I keep it real ass all day long. Also, can somebody tell me parody law with t-shirts? I want to make a Seth Simons is a bitch t-shirt and sell it on the internet.
He's not a corporation.
I don't know, but I feel like I'm on shaky ground here. Because I feel like everyone would buy that shirt. You know what? Just go make it for yourselves, guys.
Screen print it.
You guys
can put it on like a, what's a Zazzle or something, where they'll just buy it off the website. You don't have to like have a box.
Where does that dude live?
Who knows?
I mean, everyone's guessing right now. Stormzy, Kingsley, Saul Williams, Yolandi Visser, Zuby, Seal. No, none of these are the fucking person.
Saul Williams is definitely not
this
British.
Is from the late 90s.
I think he's from like fucking Queens, Saul Williams.
He's from the late 90s. He does spoken word poetry over like hip hop beats, and he got popular. He had a couple songs that were like hits, but it was terrible. Oh, it's fucking killing. I'm not thinking of Stormzy. Stop saying Stormzy.
We're going to have to let this go.
Yeah, yeah.
Stormzy the Capitol.
Stormfrontzy.
None of these got it. All right. So, let's do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for yet another real ass fan fiction. Shannon, you're going to be playing the narrator and doing all the direction. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows their roles.
Do I have to take my boobs out to be Shannon?
Can you please pull your tits out right now and slap them on my face? Is that crazy?
I'm not wearing a V-neck.
I love being able to like sexually harass.
Although we're both wearing black sweatshirts, so I guess I am like Shannon right
Hell
now.
Hell yeah, Shannon. Actually, Shannon and Chrissy just hooking up. How hot would that be? If Shannon was a fucking good producer, she'd just start eating Chrissy's box on the table right now, and everyone would fucking
I'll eat that
would
vegan
explode.
Box.
I am a gay man.
Wait, let's see. Anybody else? No, nobody's getting it. Sorry, guys. Everyone's guessing. Wait a minute. Was it Tricky? I think it might have been Tricky.
Pull up Tricky. Pull up Tricky. Her hair was kind of curly.
No,
that
that's one? Not. No.
That was.
That's not it.
Tricky? Dude, it was definitely
It might
tricky.
Be Tricky.
Holy shit.
I think
that brings back so
tricky.
Much.
It's Tricky. Oh, my God. Let me get Tricky right now.
I'm fucking wearing
Tricky. Oh, shit, Doug. You just won a t-shirt.
Ugh. I'm wearing JNCOs and a green soccer jersey.
A chain from your pocket to your wallet.
I'm back at raves.
Can we see him too? Pull up a video.
He wasn't really. He was big at raves. Remixes.
It's just like a book.
No, there's videos.
This is Tricky. This is definitely a Tricky song. Yeah.
Did he speak over it? Was he like, I've got to go to the autobot?
Does that sound familiar?
Yep. There he is.
Pull up a hit from the 90s.
Oh. This is good, like weed smoking music.
Yep, I was still dressed like a. I still dressed like a raver. Dressed like a raver in the last.
You dressed like a watermelon?
That's racist.
I want to eat myself.
Spit out the seeds.
What is the pull up one from the 90s? Like a hit from like the mid 90s, late 90s, Shannon.
If we go through all this and then you go, and then you go, fuck,
it's not tricky.
Jamiroquai.
This is a live performance.
Yes, it's Tricky. Yes, and he would just do that. He would fucking bounce and fucking read his dumb poems. That's it. All right, I'm done with it.
I miss the late 90s sometimes.
Me too.
Dylan, whoever said Tricky in the chat, make sure you hook them up with a t-shirt. Thank you. All right. So
I was in my Dickies phase in the late 90s.
Ooh, Dickies.
Everything rhymed with Tricky? Dickies?
Dickies.
Lickies.
Hickies, you know, stickies,
Flickies.
You know what I'm saying? Stickies,
get
you know
a sticky.
What I'm saying? You got a sticky, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I went to a party the other day. Now I'm sickies.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Shut up, Spicky.
Where's the drop? Where's the drop for that? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Zacky Snake.
Thank you.
Who's the other one that I liked? Atari Teenage Riot I liked when I was in high school. I got it suspended because I wore an Atari Teenage Riot t-shirt and it had an AR-15 on it.
That's it?
Yeah, it had a gun on it. And
did you call it an AR-15? Did you call it an M16?
I said it was a shooty pow-pow.
I feel like nobody knew what an AR-15 was until school shooting started happening.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't know what it was. It was just a fucking... It might not have been an AR-15. It was probably an AK-47, to be honest.
Or an M80.
Yeah. And another kid that I knew, I was going to say friend, but he was not my friend. It was a guy who actually, my girlfriend was playing us both, the girl that I lost my virginity to. Jason Springman, he wore a Jesus is a Cunt t-shirt. I think it was a Cannibal Corpse shirt.
No, that's I'll think of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like with a nun shoving a like a
deicide
cross into her pussy.
Was that deicide? No.
Jesus.
Cradle of filth.
Cradle of filth. Jesus is a cunt. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
He wore that. I was like, doggy, you fucking went for it. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
I'm in character. Right
I saw him in DC actually.
Who?
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Sorry. All right, let's do this. Shannon, go.
Oh, hold on. I found that t-shirt real quick.
Let's see. Yes, that was it. Look. And on the back, did it say Jesus is a cunt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. Wow.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Okay. Fade in, interior, Gas Digital boardroom, day. Luis J. Gomez, Zach Amico, Ian Finance sit at a table.
Before we start the podcast, Zach asked me to negotiate a salary.
Doing great on the Real Ass Podcast, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
No. Zach, read it.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spooktacular.
That's what I like. Assertiveness, baby boy. And Ian?
I just want you to respect me.
Respect you? All right, let's negotiate. First, found this weed vape pen cleaning up, which I shouldn't have to. Harrington.
Door sound. Harrington walks in.
I found this old weed vape pen doing your... Weed vape pen doing your chores. Test it.
Sure.
Harrington smokes it.
It's not working.
Vibrate sounds.
It's working your mouth. It's a dildo.
It's a vibrator.
It's a dildo that vibrates. If you're on a massage chair that vibrates, you don't say that you sat in a vibrator and it made you happy as a clam. Well, you're a bad example. None of this is English. That dildo, that dildo that vibrates is from the first Skankfest. We made one Legion of Skanks dildo and said, who can take it? Keeps it. Who can take it? Keeps it. And the Skank of Skankfest sent the dildo to a real Skankfest. We meant for a... What the fuck? Shannon, why didn't we read this first? It's not English.
Not English.
There's a comma between every thought this guy had.
A retarded person. We're reading a retarded person's...
This is Deep Finger's greatest
Did
work,
you
bro.
Write this, Lewis?
Yeah, at the end of this game. It's like... By Lewis J. Gomez, age 38. Yeah.
Doggy, this is a retarded person's manifesto.
No, it's like David Mamet. Just read it.
Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry. All right, all right. Keeps it. And the Skank of Skankfest sent that dildo to a real Skankfest. We meant for a woman to try to swallow it whole. That dude must have thought it was for his manhole.
Must have thought it was a real ass dildo.
He made it a fanny pack.
We didn't see it until we cleaned up the dance floor, kept it because it was Skankfest's pièce de no resistance.
Harrington cries.
I'm a human being.
Yeah, a homo sapien. Where are you going?
Door sound.
That was as mean as it was funny. You better go check on him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't was his crying interrupting the meeting.
Door sound. Shannon enters.
Hey, guys. Just
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Shannon.
That's me. Hey, guys. Just got to get the productions ready for the show.
What? Nonsense. Did you fucking hand us?
That's what I always say.
I just got to get the productions ready.
I just got to get the productions ready.
I take it back. This is not...
This is
psychotic. Whoever this person is a dangerous member of society, and they need to be stopped. It's probably the same guy that kept on calling us Real Ass Podcast
at
the
show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is this from Georgia?
Door sound. Oh, sorry, Shannon.
Door sound.
Oh my God, that dildo Harrington sucked like a pro. Must have fucked up his head because he accidentally took a whole bottle of antidepressant pills. He's dead, or at least by now.
Defiantly died because of a dildo.
Listen, we're all responsible, and I have enough employees to back me up. Right, Shannon?
I need this job to pay my medical bills for all the times I walk into those unhinged doors.
I hate you, Lewis.
The only way to keep this a secret is if we suck each other's cock and take a picture of said cock sucking to keep.
Why?
What would you keep from going to the police?
Pictures of us cock sucking.
Unzip sound.
This is the fucking best.
Stinks.
This is the fucking best. Oh, shit. Good thing Shannon here, as she is the reason I'm already stiff. And as the professional producer can use the camera in the drawer, and as a professional woman can make sure the cock sucking looks bona fide.
I don't like cock and balls to go to waste.
Who's first?
This is the only time I don't want sloppy seconds.
Zach Felicio's Lewis moans, Shannon moans.
Come on, Zach. You can't just have a meatball sub without those meatballs. I don't like cock and balls to go to waste. Oh, yeah, Zach. Attack that sack. You're a team player and a ball hog. Well, a balls and hog. Hog.
Picture snap.
All right, Ian.
Not even gonna clean it off?
It's spit shined. Okay, I'll first rub it on your mustache.
Rub sound, Ian squirm sounds, Ian fellatios.
Did a fucking Indian guy write this?
Ian fellatios.
I was worried you may be my fairy godmother. Whack me off so good. I'd be sleeping with the swordfishes.
They don't smell like fishes.
But this is awful. It can't snow white if I fall asleep. This is fucking crazy. Can I tell you my problem right now?
What?
I'm getting nervous that I've invited this guy into my life more. I feel like this is like some spell, like to open the seventh gate of hell, and this guy's gonna now be in my life.
Oh, like the deadites are gonna come out now?
Dude,
I'm upset because he clearly did not flesh this Ian character out at all. I'm a fucking... These lines are duds.
This has a dark, let's keep doing a dark energy.
Okay, let's go. Go ahead, Shannon.
Yeah, I thought I would have learned something. Shouldn't you be a lot better at this?
I don't know what you two are talking about.
Ian Fellatio. Oh.
This is ridiculous. Stop.
Ian stops Fellatio.
Okay, let's just do a unicorn holer. It's where I get on your shoulders and take a picture with my junk on your forehead. That's actually pretty fucking awesome.
No.
Rather be a unicorn holder or in jail as someone's fairy tale getting unicorn holed.
A unicorn holder. Oh, a unicorn holer.
Lewis struggles to get on Ian. Ian moans.
Let me jerk off a little. I don't want you to be a sad unicorn holer.
Jerk sounds.
I am already a sad unicorn holer.
Ready.
Say unicorn holer.
Unicorn holer.
Picture snap.
Great. I'm going to the bathroom. Come back, and I'm totally going to suck your guy's dick. I already mouth off for a living.
Door sounds.
Harrington.
You're alive. Harrington, speak.
Cell phone ring.
Why won't you talk? What's with the cell phone you put on the table?
Button sound.
Lewis on speakerphone. I was just uploading photos to my email and found pictures of you two dong lovers loving that dong. Let's begin negotiations.
Damped, Lewis?
Damped.
I am glad you're assertive, but you still got a lot to learn, baby boy. And Ian, I hit you if it wasn't a hate crime. I digress. Do I? All you two got to do for Zach to keep half his salary and both of you none of my respect is suck that one cock.
We already did.
Never said my cock.
We have to suck Harrington's cock? Harrington. What picture did you put on the table? It's Harrington sucking a dick.
I had to suck my own dick.
Ian, pick up that dildo.
I know where this is going.
Ian Fellatio's vibrate sounds.
What are you doing? Just because something looks like a cock doesn't mean it is a cock and vice versa. Popsicles look like cocks. When you get hot, do you shove that cock in your mouth? Well, again, you're a bad example. I just want you to pick up that skanky dildo off my floor.
Vibrate sound stops. Ian cries.
That Skankfest dildo. Just a story, right?
Yeah, a funny story.
Harrington cries.
This is like, I bet in like Germany this all makes sense. This was just translated from whatever Nazi land he's just hanging out and writing this.
I feel like this is going to end with all of us saying, I love America. Let's get this over with.
This is a lot. I don't know. I don't know.
Might as well pull your pants down.
All right, skip to page
it's
nine.
It's only 10 more pages.
Skip to page. Left. Sorry, Dylan. Look at Dylan. He thinks this is his big
Hey,
brain.
I had a line.
This is the problem.
I had two
with
lines
Dylan.
On page eight.
No, we committed to this bit. We're reading this whole
fucking
script.
Fucking damn it. It's so much.
I
want to
save my lines.
All right, fine. We'll finish it. This is
Thanks, Zach. You can pull down my pants, but because Lewis said I jerk off too much. Well.
Pants hit the ground.
I'm glad we didn't skip this. Where's your cock and balls, Harrington?
I'm not a good negotiator.
And you know, Shannon, why am I talking about myself? And you know, Shannon, I don't like to let cock and balls go to waste.
Unzip sound.
In the picture, that cock belongs to Shannon.
I had to suck my own cock.
I don't I don't want you to, spelled T W O, to be quiet, but I want a gag order of first Ian.
Ian gasps.
Then Zach.
Zach gasps.
Then Ian. Then Zach.
Zach gasps.
Because here it
Zach's actually just breathing right now.
Regular breathing.
I fell asleep. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Because here at Gas Digital, we like to fill you up because a mouthful can't talk, but you can, scream for that hot cream.
Hell yeah.
Hot cream.
This guy was fucking whacking off the whole time he's writing this.
Zach and Ian scream and gag.
It stings my pride.
Get over here, Harrington. The more the Marys. Oh, yeah. Suck on Shannon's cannon. Don't forget my cannonballs. They're a blast. Spelled T-H-E-I-R.
Shannon's cannon's pretty great.
That Shannon's be the- cannons Shannon's is the name cannon. Of Shannon's new podcast on Cast Digital.
That should be your cover band.
It's also weird I refer to myself in the third person.
I like it.
Door sound.
I was using Ralph's phone. He needed to call Cuba. I need my cell phone back to holler about my equipment service for a mic boom. I should have mailed this junk back.
No, you need to holler at my boom mic and service this equipment because my mail junk is getting delivered to your face on Queer Street. Boom.
Lewis gags. Shannon scary laughs. Door sound.
Oh, Ralph's here. Mark. I mean, Mr. Cuban. Mind if I call you Marky Mark? All this could be yours, Mr. Cuban. What's going on?
Getting off.
Door sound.
Mr. Cuban, come back. I should have brought Barbara.
Hey, Ralph.
What?
Don't, Ralph.
Ralph, Ralph gags. Shannon scary laughs. Fade out the end.
Wow.
Wow. That person who wrote this, if they're not foreign, they're retarded. They might be foreign and retarded.
They have to be foreign and retarded, right?
I mean, that's a retarded person.
Do you want to hear the email that they sent
so
along
many
with
spelling
this?
100%.
Is it purposely crazy or is the email also crazy?
Exclamation points.
It says, "Dear Real Ass Podcast, this is my real ass erotica. I know it was supposed to be around 4 pages, but using real ass logic, Lewis must have meant 9 pages. I made this in April. It involves Ian. Sorry you have to invite him back. It does involve you not respecting him, though, which you guys talk about. When he can't, by the same punctuation in this email as.
But he's being coherent in the email.
Yeah.
Which you guys talk about when he came on. Wish I sent it earlier. This one requires some sound effects. But the real ass reason, I am emailing, is about a tailor-made screenplay for the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. I'll send with a $50 gift card to read it whenever he replies. I understand he'll be super busy for the weeks to come. I didn't put my info on anything because I wanted to keep the screenplay and personnel info on the DL. Take it easy, baby boys. So is that another script he's talking about?
I think he owes me a $50 gift card.
No, I think he has a feature-length screenplay.
Yeah, this was a tease.
That could probably be made for $50.
I swear to God, if he sends the full screenplay, we'll make the movie. We will make it. We're going to make...
Word for word, though.
Dude. Word for word. We're gonna also shoot it on Android 7.
This could be your version of The Room.
Hi, Mark.
The real ass room. Yeah.
This was crazy, dude.
Hey, it's
that was fucking wild. I mean, that was like I can't believe. Like, it was funny. It's like we skimmed it, and I saw a couple lines. I was like, oh, this guy's just being wacky and funny. I had no idea how incoherent that was going to be. I'm like, I feel like
I had a stroke.
I feel dirty.
I feel good.
Like I need to fucking go shower and wash my fingernails.
I feel like I need to go watch like Goodfellas or read like the script for Citizen
Kane.
Or you
just hear how humans talk.
That was crazy. I mean, I guess he won a real ass straitjacket. We could send him in the mail, or maybe block him.
God damn!
Can you block him, Shannon, on every platform,
or shouldn't
please?
Shouldn't I respond to him so we can get this other screenplay?
Yeah. I feel bad if he's listening and he's just like his hopes were just super high. He's like, this is it. This is my huge break. And now he's just
listen to me, doggy. If you're listening to this right now, you need to kill yourself for the good of society. No, he does. He does. For the good of society. Is that illegal? Dylan fucking gave me the legal finger. He was like, oh, no, you can't.
Legal finger.
Relax. It's parody. We don't actually want you to kill yourself. Something was in my eye. I apologize. Yeah. Don't kill yourself, weird stalker guy that writes weird fucking crazy shit. So.
Well, there you go. This is why you should take sketch writing classes at UCB. He did. This guy was a
Racist live chat, Hunter Biden, who it's interesting that he's in the racist live chat, says, imagine sending a long, boring ass script and then watching them read it live while they and everyone in the chat says it's horrible.
Jesus.
Let's see. Skylar Adams says, Lewis has a bad habit of enabling people with serious mental illness. That is true. That is very true. It's pretty wild.
I would almost like to see, like, give this to, like, the best director, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, give this to, hey, Wes Anderson.
Dig out a nugget.
I don't know why that came to mind, but, you know, just like, here you go, Paul Thomas Anderson. Get fucking Daniel Day-Lewis in here. Go make this.
I bet you there's a way to make this a good
exactly,
short.
Just, like, make it.
We should fucking shoot this as a short.
But make it, like, a good short.
Make it great.
Like, but don't change anything.
Nothing. No. It just has to be shot like avant-garde, and then people will be like, this is fucking brilliant. Like,
yeah, acting, it should be up to us
the shit out of
as
it.
The actors. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we have to play the parts. Lewis, yeah. You have to play yourself.
Okay.
Which I'm is the hardest acting to do, they say.
Is it? Yeah. No. It's the easiest acting
to do. No, playing you.
You got to play the version of you that everybody thinks you are.
Hot? Sexy? An Audi driver?
No.
Skiing?
UFC fighter?
Skiing in Killington, Vermont this week?
Are
wow.
you?
Wow.
I've never gone skiing.
You should and then snowboard. Performing at it's Bombington. Easier.
Yeah, snowboarding.
Yeah. Performing in
snowboarding's way cooler. Good.
It is easier to learn.
Yeah.
I'm hitting the wrong buttons left and right here.
I missed what you said.
Pew, pew.
He said performing in Bombington.
Oh, yep.
It's pretty solid. Thanks. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. Wow. Okay. I am fucking... That really scared me.
This was generous of you to read this.
It took, that
know?
Took a lot out of me.
Yeah.
It did. Yeah. I need to fucking relax a little bit. I gotta fucking... Ooh. Let's move on. God damn. That was fucking brutal.
It happens.
Chrissy, can you pull out your titties?
I didn't get raped. I could pull out one.
No, you can't. Can you? No way. Hell yeah.
No.
What? Oh, Chrissy. Come on. I really thought she was going to do it for a second.
No, are you kidding me?
The red pill Chrissy rules.
I would go with you to DC.
I bought a MAGA hat.
That was awesome. Did you guys see it? Dude, Chrissy's boobs are phenomenal. Holy shit.
I thought about it. But did you really think about it? Not for free here on gas.
We'll give you $10.
$10?
It's pretty good.
People are paying their rents off OnlyFans.
The fans are very excited about that. How cool would that be if you just fucking pull that titty out?
No, because then the mystery would be gone. Then people would know...
That you have titties?
What my tits look like.
We know you have titties.
Yeah, but nobody knows what my nipple looks like.
Has anybody ever seen you? Has your nipple ever been on camera or on anything or no?
No,
never?
Never. Just in like, you know, I mean, there's...
What if she's got really dark nipples?
Ex-boyfriends, like, no,
like a Dominican chick, just dark brown.
Yeah. Like a Hershey kiss.
Just, just eyeballs.
Like just a doll's
crazy,
eye.
Crazy eyes.
They're googly.
You remember those guys, those people who had that, I don't know what it is, but where they could pop their eyeballs.
Oh yeah.
You know, eyelid like, guy in high school. Flip his eyelids back.
But not just that, but the people who like, just no hands.
Push
just like
them
pop
out.
The eyeballs
yeah.
like out of their skull.
Yeah, it's just like, it's three like internet meme people.
That would be so fucking great to be one of those people and just be at a bar like making eyes at someone just... And just hit him with
or go to a strip club and the girl takes her clothes off and go
like, wow, this one guy finds me really good looking.
Hubba.
That would be
can you crack your nose like your knuckles?
No.
Don't crack your nose. No, stop it. Stop it.
No, I broke my
nose. Don't do it. Stop. Wait,
no, I can do it. Crack. See?
Yeah.
Crack.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to crack my boobs.
Now what I'm doing this. This is a little trick that I learned in elementary school.
Oh.
Wait, here you go.
Let's see.
Just to do that.
Is this, how is this lady not the spokesperson for Popeyes?
Are you saying that because she's black?
Joking to death.
Okay. Oh, man.
Popeyes.
She just loves
it's
chicken.
A fucking living pun.
Yeah. It'd be the greatest.
Oh my God.
Oh.
How do you
oh,
do man. That?
All right. Do we have a video of this San Francisco woman held at gunpoint and her puppy stolen?
No.
What happened?
No, there's not a video of that.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. That sounds like something you'd make up.
What kind of
puppy? A San Francisco woman was violently attacked and then robbed at gunpoint of her new puppy. She was walking her 5-month-old French bulldog, Chloe. And her 8-year-old Shiba Inu.
Those things are fucking nuts.
Shiba Mason.
They are fucking.
Those things are fucking
nuts. She was walking Shiba Mason. Yeah. When she was assaulted by a man at gunpoint, The man brandished his weapon before punching her in the face twice and took off with two other men in a car.
Now I just wanted there to be a New York comic-based cartoon and there'd be a Sheba Mason, like dog bait. Like, we're all dogs.
Can I pet her? No.
You wouldn't want to. No offense, Sheba. I love you. You're great. Let's see.
Oh, my God.
She was beaten, and it was, but did they leave the old dog?
Look at this puppy.
They didn't take the old dog, just the puppy.
Oh, my God. Look how cute.
I mean, if you have a French bulldog named Chloe, you deserve to be beaten at gunpoint.
No, no, no. You're probably a cunt.
You fucking dumb bitch.
Like, you just let...
Suck my dick, you stupid whore.
No. No.
That's what you're saying, dude.
No, I was not saying that.
All right, Sean feels that way. Good.
Come up with a more unique name for a French bulldog. Lou's like, you fucking blow me, bitch. We're on different sides of the coin.
She sees my dog, Chloe. It sounds French.
Yeah, it does sound like an asshole thing.
It seems like you buy a... it's almost like you buy... I want a French bulldog named Chloe. Like, you go and they're like, we have three of those.
I think it's funny that they left the other dog. They were like, we don't want this fucking
What kind of dog was it?
Shiba Inu?
I would take a Shiba Inu.
Yeah.
I would take a Shiba Inu. They're like very alert.
Can you pull up a Shiba Inu?
They're fucking cool as shit. They look like Audis.
Whoa.
They're like, it looks like a small wolf.
Yeah, they're badass. You've seen them.
They're like fox dogs, but they're fucking nuts.
Look how cute. A little tail.
And they bark. They only bark 7 times in their life.
What?
And then they die.
They're like wishes.
7 barks. 13 steps, and then they fall.
Yeah, they are fucking nuts. Wait, have you ever seen a fox, a domesticated fox?
Yep. I want one.
Those things are fucking psych, because they have cat claws.
What does
foxes
the fox say? Ding 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 ding. What does the fox? What a weird song!
Is that right? Is that a children's song?
You don't know that song?
No.
It is. Yeah. How is that any weirder than Who Let the Dogs Out?
No, dude. What does the fox say? Is a fucking. It's like
Who Let the Dogs Out was a song. Yeah. What does the fox say? Is just a guy screaming.
The same guy who wrote the script wrote What Does the Fox Say?
Yeah.
Oh, and this is the video. Yeah, it's weird.
You never saw this?
No.
It's fucking crazy.
This looks like Mark Random as a musician.
This is definitely satanic.
This looks like outtakes from. That Stanley Kubrick movie.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut, yeah.
How much pussy did this guy get off this song?
Is this just
from retarded
is this
women?
Just footage of Bohemian Grove?
Like, that guy doesn't want vagina.
It's so weird. I don't understand. Weird.
Oh, this is one of these songs that...
Oh, this is absolutely Bohemian Grove. This is satanic...
What does the fox say? It's crazy.
This isn't real.
It's saying
This is real.
I am only familiar. I didn't know this song, and I saw a very racist parody of it.
No, what is it?
And it's
what does Anthony Cumia say? Nig 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 nig.
Can we do?
You're not far off.
Shoot this to make it look like that.
Sure.
Let's go to the woods.
Can
I be the fox?
That is just, such a bizarre song. I don't even know, dude, I'm going to write this. It's going to be a hit. It's going to sound like psychotic babble.
I think it's just like, that's like a guy who's like, just write a song and it'll make sense in English once we translate it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. But that's the thing about lyrics to song. They don't have to make sense.
No.
I like very literal. I do not like any metaphors in my songs.
No.
I want straightforward lyrics.
You love you some fucking David Allan Coe then.
Like country music. Like country, they're very like literal. Like, I'm in my pickup truck.
Yeah, there's no
analogies. They're not trying to make you think.
No,
and the thunder rolls.
Lightning
strikes.
What does that mean?
He's country, fucking a chick during a rainstorm.
That's not what it means.
Country
that's what it
means, music, doggy. They literally just talk about what's around them. Like, I see my truck. I see my wife. I love this.
That's
place.
How I do comedy. Yeah. I can only reference things that are directly in front of me.
Nah, dude, there's some fucking Dolly Parton's got some
sitting at a table
metaphorical lyrics
with Sean Patton and Chrissy Mayer.
That's metaphorical.
I wish you'd pull out those fat titties.
You're being
and put
very
them in my
symbolic
mouth.
Right now, Lewis.
Come on, Chrissy. Yes, they're so excited. Go, everyone, look at Chrissy.
Wait, are you a Chicago? Are you?
Oh, she gave her. She gave cleavage.
That's
Chrissy,
it.
What about a little bit of your areola?
No!
Please, come on.
What about Lewis? Why don't you do it, bro?
My areola?
Let's see some Aries, bro.
Oh,
some areolis, bro.
Like that looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, if you whip.
Oh, God.
I can't get it out.
I can't.
You know, I'm not pulling up my shirt to see my fat stomach right now. It ain't happening. They didn't have it. Chrissy, just a little bit of areola. Just the top. A little miscoloring. Just a little bit. Just to show. We want to make sure it's pink.
I'll show you miscoloring.
What?
I don't know.
I was trying to make a metaphor. I get the metaphor.
Yeah.
Metaphor, yep. Bro.
I told you to not like fucking metaphors on my fucking show, Chrissy.
Metaphors.
Don't you fucking do metaphors on my show, Chrissy.
I'm a meta whore.
Hell yeah, dude.
Were you like wait? That. Are you a Chicago Bears?
No, I just I went to Wrigley Field. What was it a year or two ago and bought this shirt before a game.
Ah.
She took it off a dead black person's body in D.C., and now she is holding on to it.
I don't think there were any black people at that rally.
There were not.
There was only one dead person, and it was a girl.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't three other people died that
a bunch of people
cops,
died.
Though,
somebody
right?
tased themselves.
Is that real?
A couple people had heart attacks.
I've read some, and then I think that guy's family said no, he was like going up the stairs and had a heart attack.
Yeah, there's a couple.
I've also read, I think a woman got trampled. Jeez. And I don't know if this
is
true.
She didn't get trampled.
But they said she got trampled while holding a "Don't Tread on Me" sign. Which, God, I wish that was true.
No, that was made up.
That's.
Yeah.
I wish it was true so bad.
So people died praying. They prayed too hard.
Trash Bear in the live chat says, Lewis, convince her to start an OnlyFans for fuck's sake. Why not OnlyFans, Chrissy?
Because I don't want people to take me less seriously as a comic.
Wow. Shots fired.
I mean,
shots fired to all of the female comics on OnlyFans.
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying, like, for me, if I put my focus into that, I know it's going to take away from, like, creating.
Are there comics?
I think I respect OnlyFans more than Truth Finders. I got to be honest with you. Like, I would, if you were just pulling your titties out on OnlyFans, being like, make America great, I'd be like, this is fucking great. This is great.
I've never gone on OnlyFans.
Oh, dude, but once you have an account, it's a problem. You're a fucking click of a button away from another dumb whore.
I'm full of shit. I'm lying so hard.
I mean, if all my shit gets demonetized, who knows? Never say never.
Yeah. I've never seen anyone I know on OnlyFans. I mean, I don't search on OnlyFans, though.
I have a lot of friends on there.
Yeah, I got a few chicks that I know on OnlyFans.
Like comedians?
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Karen Fian's back on OnlyFans. Go shout out to Karen Fian. Go support her OnlyFans.
She's great.
Yeah, I love Karen. Karen's also hilarious. She just is truly a fucking... Ho. So she was doing it for free
that
on Instagram.
That was the nicest word that was going to come out of his mouth.
Yeah, you could see him scrolling through the words. He's like, nope.
She was showing her nipples on fucking Instagram for free. It's like, yeah, go start OnlyFans, Karen. What are you doing?
She made so much money.
Oh, yeah. She's crushing it. Good for her. Good
you
for
think,
her.
What if we should all start
OnlyFans? If I had a nice cock, I would just fucking give it its own website.
Wow, but somebody might think your cock is nice.
My cock is decent. I've come to terms with my cock.
That's good.
But
I
that's,
have.
But everybody's body, someone out there wants to
that's
see.
True.
That was a fucking poem, dog. It was beautiful.
That's true.
I thought you said we could have poetry, but no
poetry,
metaphor.
Poetry, dog. No
literal
metaphors.
But no metaphors.
Literal poetry, bro. It's got to rhyme. Everyone's cock, TikTok. I want to see that, you know, it's in here, that flock to the cock.
Make
remember?
It,
that's terrible.
Shock.
That was terrible. I saw it.
Yeah. I want to rock.
I remember learning this poem in the third
jerk
grade.
Jerk off in a sock. What?
In the third grade, I learned this poem. And we used to just say it in school. It was hilarious. Roses are reddish, violets are bluish. If it wasn't for Hitler, we'd all be Jewish. You remember that one?
Oh, that's nice.
That's like the foundation of my comedy career. You guys are like, that's no. those sort of jokes. That was my favorite poem.
I remember sunflowers are yellow, honeysuckles are white. I jerk off in the socks all night.
Did you just make that up?
No, that was a classic... Edgar Allan Poem.
Classic.
Here's a ripoff of Edgar Allan Poem. Edgar Allan Poem.
Oh, shit. All right. So, Chrissy, you're not going to make an OnlyFans for us? Because I'll tell you right now, we'll start it right now, and we will blow up. I'll manage it, 10%.
I'll think about it.
Hell yeah.
I'll do one. I'll start one. Will you manage mine?
Sure. You want to fucking just close up pictures of your cheeks.
What if it was just me nude with a Confederate flag wrapped around me?
People love that. That's a right wing OnlyFans. That's a fucking, it's niche right there. You would blow the fuck up. I really mean this, Chrissy. If you thought about me, I mean,
just me
if you need any more offensive flags, I may know somebody.
Chrissy, I'm telling you right now, if we started OnlyFans, you would, I would think Chrissy would probably make like $20,000 a month.
Yeah, but think about it though. You know, people are gonna be like, "Oh, well, she's just this now. She's not. She's not."
Yeah, they're saying that about you being a Nazi. What are you talking about, Chrissy?
I guess whatever.
OnlyFans has dignity.
All these people talking shit. These people that are talking shit, by the way, not only have they not done shit with their careers in the last 9-10 months, but they're all people that are fucking still salty that for 6 years they weren't funny enough for me to book on Comedy at Stonewall. That's the fucking long and short of it.
Yes. Who's? Oh, it's just comics talking shit.
Yeah,
people are talking shit about Chrissy. Some fucking
crumbs. People who haven't done shit.
Yeah, I'm with you, Chrissy. Look, They all talk shit. And honestly, it doesn't even matter. Even if I don't go to a rally, they say that I'm at the rally. They're like, "You see Luis Gomez at that rally?
Oh, yeah.
Luis J. Gomez, you
motherfucker." They're like, "Oh, Compound Media paid." No, Compound Media didn't pay me to go.
They don't pay
out
at all.
Pocket. Yeah, I just went.
It's Compound Media. What are you talking about?
It's literally just me.
Compound Media page, you're allowed to swim in Anthony's pool twice a month. That's if you do a
Who's
show.
Compound Media?
It's Kumia's network.
See, I don't even fucking know. I keep out of everything.
And by the way, I love Anthony. Anthony's an old racist, but he's cool. He lets me into his life. Look, here's the thing. If a racist guy isn't going to judge me for being brown, why am I going to judge him for being racist? That's what I say.
Live and let live.
You know?
Wait, yeah. But wouldn't... Well, this feels like one of those like
Anthony's racist. Anthony's racism doesn't define who he's willing to be friends with. So I'm willing to be friends with a racist.
How do you know he's racist if he doesn't judge you by your skin color?
He's not really. He's racist the same way every 6-year-old Italian man is racist.
He's probably on the bottom of the spectrum for.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like
mid-60s air conditioning repair guys. Yeah, he's probably actually.
It just depends on how you define racism. Like Anthony. Without a doubt, has some bigoted views.
I mean, I don't know. I don't.
But I think everybody
probably
has
some preconceived notions.
Like my dad is racist just through his own life experience. Like he was a landscaper growing up, and he started to hate Jews because they wouldn't pay him the full amount he charged. Like all of his, notions are based in his life through his experiences. I don't think he just pulls his racism out of his ass. He's just like, oh, well, these people don't.
That would be a funny way to be racist. You pull it directly out of your ass.
Oh, like little, Conky
little cue cards.
Like scarves. Yeah. Like
the race of the day.
Get your shit out a little slip. Yeah. Chinese people.
I just think we're all assholes. So that's why I love everyone.
Well, I think everyone's
assholes.
If you strapped everyone to a lie detector test, everyone will be a little bit fucking bigoted, a little bit racist, a little bit whatever. Fucking Giants fans hate fucking Cowboys fans. What's the difference? Like, I don't really know what the difference is. It's just stupid. It's just based off of some dumb shit.
A bunch of millionaires who don't even live. Yeah. That's the thing about sports fans. Like, I'm a sports fan, but at times I got to remind myself, like, hey, most of the Saints players don't even live in New Orleans. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's a big thing about, like, anybody who's like, Dave, I love when sports fans go, we. Where it's like, you're not on a fucking team.
You
just wearing a jersey.
You've done nothing.
Yeah. But I've done it too. I've done that too. I've been part of that. Like, we didn't do shit. I didn't do shit, but scream.
People like groups.
Let's see another one.
Oh fuck! There's more.
Oh, there's more. Oh yeah. Let's see.
Are these fan questions?
No. These are just stories.
Stories for the show.
Shannon has.
Oh wait, I do want to say this. I do love it when someone who is trying super hard not to be racist does something. By their like when they're like, if you're hanging out and you're talking about like rap, and there's one black guy, and the super non-racist person's like, well, I mean, what do you think about Ice Cube though? And it's like, wait, why are you asking specifically?
Or like Biden, and he's like, I'm going to help out all the businesses that are underprivileged, like ones that are, of black people, Hispanics, women. It's like you're
going to help out the weed dealers. What is going on, Biden?
That's racist to say.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. I can't care.
You're right. Just focus on you. Create what you can. Help out your people. Yeah. Don't get wrapped up.
We're all assholes, but don't be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you just be an asshole in your head and not actually infringe upon the rights of other people around you, I don't really give a shit. Like, I've dealt with legitimate racism. Like, I had kids that would fucking beat the shit out of me for being brown when I grew up, I just, when people sort of, they throw that racist term on somebody because they have some bigoted views or they say something or they have one political view, I'm like, do you know what racism is? Do you have any idea what real racism is? Like, it's fucking ugly and it's fucking like violent. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, I had kids that would throw rocks at me and call me a nigger because I was the only Puerto Rican kid in my neighborhood. And they were right. So if there's one lesson you've learned today, it's, You know, that's what I am. No, but I mean, it's true. Like, I don't, you know, it's a very privileged stance to go and call somebody who says dumb jokes racist, or somebody who, you know, supports Trump. Or my son's mother said that. She was like, anybody who voted for Trump is racist. I was like,
that's 75 million people.
I know plenty of people that voted for Trump that aren't racist. And they secretly do it. They don't even talk about it. They're just like, they vote in secret and they won't say anything.
Yep.
It's not. You're not inherently racist for any.
I mean, there obviously are people who voted for him who are.
Oh, of course. But if you're racist, you voted for Trump. But I'm saying not everyone that voted for Trump is racist.
Yeah. It's like a Venn diagram.
Yeah. I mean, just let's get real. No racist person like, you know what, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, better world. Like, what are we doing here?
There's exceptions to every rule. There probably was.
Like, oh, I love that 94 crime bill. Get him out of here.
Yeah. All right. What else? Anything else here on this fucking Vietnamese doctor? No, I don't give a shit about that. Chinese teen gets tongue stuck on pole in 3-degree weather. Sure. Let's see. This is kind of fun.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's so cold.
The dog goes woof. The seal goes ow.
It's loading.
There's probably, like, wait, are we just about to watch a Chinese remake of A Christmas Story?
Yes, yeah. We are.
Let's see. When it's 3 degrees Fahrenheit out and it's not time to lick a pole.
Don't do it. Come Buddy. On, man. Oh. 15. He looks big for 15.
And his tongue against a freezing cold steel sign. I didn't even know it gets hot in China. Or, I mean, cold in China. You know that? I thought China was always 90 degrees.
Wow.
China only has one. Okay, I thought he was. I thought he was executing him.
Okay, there we go.
He did it.
That's helpful.
Oh, they're laughing.
Wow.
I gotta go eat a bat.
He thought it was a live animal. And he was trying to eat it.
China only has one time zone.
What? Really?
Yeah, China only has one time zone. It's like you're in fucking Shanghai or in Chengdu, same time.
Shanglo, Shanghai.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so it's very...
I don't know anything about China. I know I would have assumed it was just hot at all times. Everyone's running around in rickshaws.
Nah. I went to China in late 2018. It was like this. I mean, just gloomy and just... like it's very... It was similar.
Yeah. I assume Russia is always cold.
Yeah, everyone's wearing a furry hat.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they are higher up on the continent, I think.
All of Asia, super hot.
No, dude, like
all like night, like desert weather.
You don't picture like a snowy.
No,
no, like Vietnam apparently is like Louisiana, like the Gulf, like hot and fucking sticky all the time. And because growing up in New Orleans, there's a ton of fucking Vietnamese people because the climate's similar.
I would love to see a Vietnamese Bourbon Street.
I'm sure it exists. I'm sure they're fucking.
Yeah, I you know? I'm supposed to go to Asia next year with my son. I'm gonna bring him on like a. I'm selling him.
Okay, I was going to ask that. Yeah, right. So you're just going to go sell him into the highest
I feel like
bidder?
He's a good-looking kid. He could probably...
I don't know. Yeah. Do you think he's going to age out, man?
You think so? He's going to sell him now.
What's that?
He's going to sell him now, get him all together.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's got a friend who lives in Korea, and he wants to visit him, and I was like, well, we'll take a whole trip to, like, all over Asia and go to Japan and China.
Are you sure his friend isn't, like, a grown man?
yeah, he met him on Fortnite. And...
Oh, God.
No, it's a kid he went to kindergarten with, and the kid moved back to Korea.
Are you going to go? Are you going to go do
this
the whole?
This is a lot for one. Just have him make a new friend who lives close by.
Have him make another Asian friend. You won't know the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot for one.
He's going to pay the Chinese delivery guy to pretend to be his friend.
Yeah.
Wait. Have you? You've never been? It seems like you've
never been to Asia. The only foreign countries. I mean, I've probably been to a handful. Like obviously Canada and Jamaica 7 times, but beyond that, like it's really not
Europe. No.
Amsterdam.
Anywhere else besides Amsterdam?
Like all the Caribbean places. I've been to like a dozen Caribbean countries, but they're all the same shit, dude. Aruba is the same thing as fucking Jamaica, and fucking Jamaica is the same thing as Mexico. It's all, you're just on a beach with different sort of brown people around you.
Have you been to Cuba?
I'd sooner die.
Oh, dude, I went to Cuba.
I actually heard Cuba's awesome.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah, because there's no advertisement. There's no fucking, no chain, anything. It's just,
yeah.
Yeah, people.
How are the sandwiches?
They don't. That's not a Cuban thing. They're like, that's not us. That's Miami.
Yeah. That's like, I came for the sandwiches.
Yeah. That's why I flew here and lied.
That's the name of my porno.
Oh, yeah.
I came for the sandwiches. Yes. That's it.
Zach's on fire this episode.
He's always on fire. All right. We got to go. We got to wrap it up. I would say we didn't have to go, but I have to pee so badly. I've been shaking.
No. I thought you were starting to have some sort of Bell's palsy happening. You're like rubbing your face on the mic.
I'm fucking dying right now. All right, keep going. You guys go.
All right, let's keep it going, all right, guys.
If you take your tits out while Lewis is gone, I will be so happy.
Just so he misses out.
Hell yes.
No, I'm not going to the whole. Watch it. I'll watch it back and see it.
All right, what countries are you? Because I have a, I want to travel more, but I have a rule. It's got to be toilets. No hole in the ground situations.
Don't go to China. A lot of, I mean, there's toilets there, but there's also a lot of.
Are there toilets I will fit on?
Yeah.
Because some countries, like, I know wrestlers to go to Asian countries, like, and don't fit on the toilet.
Really? Wow. Okay. Maybe.
I mean, do you have enough for 2 plane tickets for every country you want to visit? Zach?
I fit. I get in there. I don't even need the extender.
There's an extender?
Seatbelt extender. Some fat people travel with a seatbelt extender.
No shit.
Yeah, they'll give you one, but it's less embarrassing to bring your own, so you don't have to ask.
That's fucking hilarious because it is it like a homemade thing? Like people just have like
no, you buy it.
Okay,
it's like your overall straps.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go still? Because I want to do Iceland.
Iceland is great and it's cheap and it's beautiful and it's like I don't know, it's not like a place of like drama. It seems like there's no like, you know, I don't know.
People eating fucking rodden fish or salty.
They're eating puffin.
I've done Prague and
Portugal. I've actually only done Germany and like I've done Western Europe. I want to do like Croatia. I haven't been to Italy. I really want to go to Slovenia because they love my album according to Spotify. Yeah,
that's great.
We'll hang out with the Sloves.
Italy's amazing.
Yeah, I've never been.
That's actually where I want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Italy sounds incredible. Spain sounds incredible. I'm trying to get my son to go to more fun places like that, but he's like, every year for Father's Day, I let him choose where we're going to go.
Wow.
And up until this point, I've been able to outsmart him, but he's 8 now, and he really is not
falling. Wait, you let him choose, and he's like, what if just one day he's like, I want to go to South Africa.
We gotta go to Johannesburg. I mean, I want him to give me a reason for it. Like, if he really wanted to go to South Africa, we would go to South Africa.
What about North Korea?
Can you? You can't visit North Korea, right?
You can.
Yeah, you can. I got a buddy that toured.
You can, but it's not fun.
Yeah.
I want to go see where they shot District 9.
I want a poster. No.
Yeah. I have no reason to visit like cultural things. Like, I don't really give a shit. Like, even when I went to Amsterdam, like, we walked up and down past the Anne Frank house like 30 times trying to find new weed spots and hooker houses. And we didn't go in once. We kept on saying, we're going to go to the Anne Frank house. We're going to go to the Anne Frank house. I was in the Diary of Anne Frank in high school. I was in a high school production of the Diary of Anne Frank. I was actually legitimately interested, but I was so high on weed and hooker pussy that I couldn't justify spending a minute away from the weed and hooker pussy going to the Van Gogh Museum or the Anne Frank house or any of that shit.
Yeah.
I sort of regret it. Like, I wish I would have went to the Van Gogh Museum. That would have been cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's okay. Like, and living in New York or growing up in New York kind of ruined you for a lot of other cities. Like, yes, there's some cultural shit that's awesome, but there's just so much here.
Yeah.
But the thing that I was most blown away by in Amsterdam, and I did all the things you talked about, and I smoked the weed. I didn't. I was there with my girlfriend, so we only.
So you disappeared for an hour, but you got lost. That's right. You were looking at the canals.
No, she fucked a lot of prostitutes. Okay, I held her stuff outside. But how all the parking on the canals, which are a ton of in Amsterdam, don't have any railing or like any sort of like, watch out, don't step here. It's just sort of like, hey, fuck face. It's the road stops here and then it's water, so don't park too close. But I was talking to some bartender who was like, yeah, they have to pull out 4 or 5 times a year. They have to pull a car out of those canals because people still are like, well, this isn't close. This isn't too close. And they fall in. And I was like, do they sue the city? And the dude was like,
no.
What?
Yeah.
No.
The city.
There's no suing.
No. What are you talking about? They're an idiot. They park too close. And I'm like, that would never be the case in America.
Yeah.
Never be the case.
In Europe, some of those places, the streets are so fucking narrow.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
When
I did Portugal, they like zip around in the car and you feel like you're going to get sparks on either side from how close the parked cars are.
And they it's like they drive with like a sixth sense where you're like, I guess I'm gonna live through this, and you do.
Everyone's riding bikes in Amsterdam. That's like a thing. Like, and it's also not even like comfortable, cool, fun BMXs with pegs so your friends can get on the back. It's like these big silly fucking bikes,
big fucking cruisers, man.
Big fucking jerk off bikes.
They got to take down Americans sometimes.
Yeah,
they just walk into the eye.
But I don't. For cultural purposes, I've just never had any real interest in going somewhere. But with my son. Like, he does. He's super, like, he's just a very intrigued kid, and he loves learning. He loves reading. It's so funny because, like, I was talking to him today. I was like, if you ever...
And he's your kid.
One of his friends...
Supposedly.
Yeah.
One of his friends said the F word in front of me, and I was like, James, if you ever say the F word in front... I was like, just so you know, you're going to be punished, like, for a week. I was like, no TV, no video games, nothing. And then he's like...
What's the F word? Why are you saying the F word?
Fuck.
Oh.
Why are you saying the F word?
Well, I'm saying like I spoke to him.
Okay. Yeah. But you said he said the F word in front of me.
He said fuck.
But you said the F word. You didn't say fuck. You're in parent mode. This is
I am in parent mode.
Yeah,
I talk about my kid.
I've never seen this before. This is interesting.
Daddy and I was like, if you ever say the F word, James, I was like, you'd be punished for a week. And then I was like, no TV, no video games. He's like, but I can read though, right? I love reading. And I was like, what a sweet kid you are. No reading either. How do you punish a kid who loves to read?
Don't take that away from him.
Gouge his eyes out.
You just get to choose what he reads.
Here's Mein Kampf. Read it front to back.
You make it. Here you go. Read. Full mouth can't talk. Every time you're bad, you have to read this again.
Oh shit. Boy.
All right, look. Let's wrap this show up. This has been a lot of fun. I love having you guys on. Chrissy Mayer, vastly understood. You know, we all thought she was gonna pull her titties out, but we're gonna get to do
while
it
you're
day.
In the bathroom.
No, you didn't. I'd fucking fight you right now if you pulled your titties out right in front of me, in front of everybody else. Sean Patton, love having you on the show. So funny.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Zach and Miko. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you guys subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. We'll be back on Wednesday. I'll be actually hitting the slopes on Wednesday.
You mean the Asian?
Like Mark,
I'm punching an Asian. We all said the same hack joke.
Mine was more specific.
Shit. So yeah, look, I won't be here on Wednesday, but I think we are gonna do a parody of the Sopranos podcast with Mikey Fitz and Zach Amico and maybe a couple other guys.
Okay,
so
good.
That'll be a lot of fun. Tune in to Wednesday Real Ass Podcast. It should be a fun one. Until then, good night.